Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Carbon County Republican Party Chair Tina Urbanek. And we're going to be talking about a few upcoming events they have. Political season in full swing now. And as a result, we've got Community Caucus Night coming up, as well as a Meet the Candidates for Republican candidates for Commissioner and Sheriff. Tina, pleasure to be catching up with you today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Aiden. I really appreciate it. This is an important time of the year. It's an important season, important things coming up. So I appreciate the opportunity.
And I feel like this is always an underrepresented part of the election cycle. Everyone talks about the primaries. They talk about the general, but they don't talk about the lead up to that. And that, in this case, is caucus night, which is coming up on March 17th. So for people who might not be familiar with it, just in layman's term, what is the purpose of caucus night?
Okay, so caucus is where Republicans gather, but there's also caucus night for the Democrats. So, I mean, the two parties do have their own caucuses. And so, but us, what we do is we start meeting at 6. So we start taking people in at 6, and then assembly begins at 7. At 6 o'clock, when you come in, you want to make sure you have your ID. We are going to credential you. We're going to match your ID with your voter registration and make sure that your address matches. So make sure that if you haven't updated those things, go on to, I think it's vote.utah.gov, and you want to make sure that you go on there and make sure that your registration is updated. And so once you come in, we're going to credential you and give you a wristband stating whether you are a credentialed Republican or not. And then you'll be able to go into the auditorium and wait there for further.
And you hit on a point I wanted to bring up. Even though this is the Republican caucus, this is an open process for people to at least come spectate in, you know, come see how the political machine gets going. So you do have to be a registered Republican if you want to get involved in the voting aspect of this. But if you want to just participate, see how the sausage gets made behind the scenes, this is a great chance to come see it because it's a very open event.
Absolutely. It is open to the public. And we do get a lot of people. Caucus draws a lot of attention and it brings a lot of people. And that's what we encourage. We encourage you to come out, be involved. And so whether you are Republican or not, you are very welcome to come participate or to listen, to participate. Now, to be able to be elected into one of our precinct positions, then you would need to be a registered Republican.
Yeah, so there are aspects that you do have to be a registered Republican for, but you can come participate otherwise. So it's just a great chance in general to come get involved in the political process. Now, the biggest thing that you do during this caucus is that you are selecting delegates for each of these different precincts. And delegates play a pretty important role coming down the line, especially with the Republican Party convention coming up right around the corner as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically in the assembly, we'll explain the process and then we'll split into individual precincts. And there are 20 precincts in our area. So there will be 20 different rooms, 20 different meetings going on. Our current precinct leaders will be holding their own precinct meeting. And what that'll look like is they will have their people in there, and those are pretty much their neighbors. So these are the people that they need to get to know and know how would you want to vote on these, you know, on these people. And so then they're going to vote for the, we have 2 county delegates per precinct, 1 state delegate per precinct. Then we also have alternate delegates, as well as a precinct chair and a precinct vice chair.
Yeah, it's fair to say that pretty much everyone is going to have a part to play in this, whether you're elected to one of those roles or whether you're the one electing people to those roles. It's an important part of the political process, especially when you want to have your voice heard at the local level with some of these county races, as well as on the state level with some multi-county races coming up right around the corner. House District 67, comprising of a few different counties around eastern Utah, coming up right around the corner as well. So it's just a great chance to get involved in the process. So that is your caucus night. That's coming up right around the bend on March 17th. And then on March 19th at Mara Harmon Junior High School, you guys are holding meet the candidates for Carbon County Republican Sheriff and Commissioner. And something you and I talked about a little bit beforehand was the format that questions are going to be asked here. It's one of the things that you have to do as a party chair to try and avoid any potential conflict. And I really like the solution that you came up with it. So if you could explain just briefly, how are you going to ask questions during this event?
Yeah, you bet. So we definitely remain neutral as a party and until after the primary when we have an actual Republican candidate. So we want it to be as neutral and fair for every candidate possible. So we are going to take, we are taking already questions from the public. And if somebody wants to submit a question, we can't guarantee that question will be asked because they're going to be put into a big pool of questions. And then it's going to be by lottery draw. Each candidate will choose a question and be handed to the moderator. The moderator will then ask them that question. And we feel that that is the most neutral way so that it's fair. It's a fair process for each candidate.
Yeah, no, it's something that, you know, you have to strive to try and do. Every organization who runs a Meet the Candidates is going to have a different way of kind of asking questions. But you find yourself in a particularly interesting position being a party chair trying to organize this event and make sure it's as fair as possible. I think that's a great way to kind of approach that elephant in the room. Now, if people would like to submit questions to this event, how can they do that?
Okay, you bet. So they can email me, and this is just a personal email of mine, and it's tina4pricecity@gmail.com, and that 4 is a number 4. So it's tina4pricecity@gmail.com. And so we'll take your questions, and we would encourage you to just submit one or two questions per person. You could submit one for the sheriff's race, one for the commissioner race. And we can't guarantee every question will be asked, like I said, because they are going to be put into like a lottery pool. And then each person will pull their own question.
You know, so it's just a good process to try and get through. Now, Tina, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
I just encourage you, please come out to caucus. Please come and be involved. I would encourage people that if they are in those precinct meetings to truly vet the people that are wanting to run for these positions, make sure that they really, truly embody the Republican values that you have and that you want represented in your area and representing you personally.
Well, Tina, we appreciate you coming on. Thanks for taking the time, as always, to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Again, our guest, Tina Urbanek, chair of the Carbon County Republican Party. We're talking about a few upcoming events they have starting on March 17th. They've got their community caucus night. That's going to begin at 6 p.m. with check-ins. The caucus will begin at 7 p.m. That'll be out at Carbon High School. Then on the 19th at Mont Harmon Middle School, they're going to be hosting a Meet the Candidates for the Carbon County Republican Sheriff and Commissioner candidates. That's going to begin at 7 p.m. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 758. Or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.